to the Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Kat Arney and with Dave Ansell. It's our science phone-in. If you'd like to get in touch, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Alan's on the line. Hi, Alan.
Yes, hello there.
What can we do for you?
Well, first, can I congratulate you on your podcast? It's brilliant.
Oh, thanks very much.
It's very good.
We're making the environment very warm, though, from these data centres. But apart from that, what can we do to help you now?
Right, it's a two-part question. First of all, when does a meteor or meteorite grow in size to become called an asteroid?
Well, asteroids are huge.
How small is an asteroid to become a meteor?
Okay, so that's sort of semantic. Meteors are things that are on collision course with something and then whizzing through there towards them. And when they hit the ground, they become a meteorite because they're this congealed lump of rock which has melted on the way through and landed on the ground. So that's a meteorite. It's something that's made it to a planet's surface.
Right.
And an asteroid is this huge chunk of debris left in space which is effectively a failed planet that never managed to form.
I understood that the meteors can be very large in tonnage.
Yes, it can. But, of course, an asteroid is something that's sitting there out in space as a failed planet, and when it's on a collision course with us, then you would mention that's a meteor.